You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 13th of October 2021. Later, a new way to pay with QR codes. But first, to the Australian share market, which did close weaker, down 0.1% on the 200, 72.72. That's as the miners declined. For more, I spoke earlier with Junbae Liu from Tribeca Investment Partners. Junbae, what's driving the market today?
Look, at the market again started to focus on the weakness coming out of the fall in commodities out in Asia. Again, we're seeing iron ore names being sold off and then followed by some of the banks being sold off as well, just as people a bit worry about the growth in the future.
Yeah, what is on the economic calendar? What are investors waiting for?
Yeah, this is actually quite interesting. Investors at the moment is kind of in the holding pattern because in the US, we're just about to start the September quarter reporting season now. So we'll hear from all the major banks, the corporates. And in Australia, we do have the AGM season coming up. So we were likely to hear a lot more on in terms of rising costs as well as the consumer demand.
The International Monetary Fund published its World Economic Outlook yesterday, but there was also an interesting part in the report where it was talking about reaching net zero world emissions by 2050, and it was saying it will lead to price rises in some key commodities, and it singled out specifically nickel, copper, lithium and cobalt. That's likely positive for Australia, right? How so?
Oh, absolutely. Look, so these are the commodities that will be heavily used in the electric vehicle. So as the world shift to less emission, electric vehicle will be at the forefront of the demand shift. And Australia has been quite interestingly, we have been the early adopter and early commodity producer in a lot of those commodity. And we actually house some of the most premium and the best operating companies in those space, whether it's lithium or cobalt or even copper. So, Australia is doing well on that front, but at the same time, Australia need to do more, especially the big diversified miners, to get away from the other side, which is the fossil fuel. And we have seen quite a few large diversified miners shifting away from those assets and pouring more money into those future-proof commodities.
You've been looking at a few companies today. First of all, A2 Milk shares have recovered. Why?
Well, absolutely. Look, share price has lost a lot of ground in the last 12 months on the basis that the borders were shut. A lot of infant formulas aren't able to get through to the Chinese consumer. And now, latest, what we have heard is that Bubs, which is another operator in the same channel, they have talked to improving demand out of China. So, investors are extrapolating, thinking A2 should have a pretty good investor update in a couple of weeks' time.
And on the flip side, the Bank of Queensland is down. Why?
Yeah, that's right. So look, the banks talk to very strong demand in mortgages from consumer. But the problem is the low interest rate is hurting margins. They have warned investors the margin will be lower despite stronger demand.
Junbae Liu there from Tribeca Investment Partners. Now, we've all been familiar with QR codes thanks to the pandemic, but soon you'll be able to use them for something else. FPOS has announced it's rolling out a new platform called eQR. It's for payments, and it'll let you pay for goods and services by scanning a QR code. The Commonwealth Bank, NAB, Coles and Woolies are just a few major companies that have jumped on board, and the checkout option is expected to be available before Christmas. For more, Sarah Conti spoke earlier with FPOS Payments Australia Chief Product Officer Matt Barr.
So thanks for joining me, Matt. FPOS is releasing a new payment platform. It's called eQR. Tell us how it works.
Yeah, eQR will be a real upgrade to how Australians can shop. At its simplest, you will scan with your phone, as you do with QR codes that most Australians are familiar with today, and that will launch a digital wallet. And within the digital wallet, you can store your loyalty cards, you can store your discount offers, you can store your gift cards, and when you shop, you can bring all that together into a simple scan. So it brings all those elements together of that shopping experience and makes it really simple.
And so when and where will it be available?
So the platform has actually been, for us, has been live since mid-year. We're working with some merchant partners, their technology partners now to then make it go live. So we'll be live in the next weeks and over the next weeks, months, years, we'll see more and more merchants adopting. You'll see, as part of our announcement, a partnership with Coles and Woolworths. Obviously, that's a big clue to where Australians are most likely to see it arrive in the medium term. But we've got terrific interest from across all of retail. Actually, not just in-store, this is online. So this could be a way to pay anywhere.
And you mentioned it online and how it's kind of, you use it on your phone. How does it compare with some of the existing e-payment systems out there like Google or Apple Pay?
Well, look, I think the way to answer that is in Australia today, there's actually not really a problem with how to make a payment. Like the payments are safe, they're fast, they're convenient, they're secure. What we're doing is adding to that by bringing in all the pieces around the payment to make it a better experience. And when you do that, it actually speeds up from a merchant's perspective, it actually becomes faster for people to check out. And from the consumer's perspective, it becomes easier to be recognized. The number of times I've gone shopping and I can't be bothered to pull out my loyalty card to scan that and then pay, and having that all-in-one experience is I'd love to be recognized for my loyalty and my shopping and then have offers that are then relevant and targeted to me, but I sometimes can't be bothered. So I think this just provides a level of convenience that doesn't exist today with traditional ways to pay.
Something a lot of people have asked me about when we've been talking about this today has been, what does it mean for privacy? So how have you gone about making sure that people's privacy will be protected with this kind of technology?
Yeah, privacy is top of mind. So anything to do with data, consumers' control of that data is certainly how the system has been designed. One of the advantages, we're an Australian company. All the data is hosted in Australia. So we can element of sort of sovereignty and protection to the data so it doesn't go offshore. And as an Australian technology company, I think that's an important element of it. But at all times, it's all consensual use of data between consumers and merchants. So the platform itself doesn't store data. We don't hold on to it. But between the consumers and the merchants, that's really where the data is retained and also where the permissions are controlled.
We've all become very familiar with the concept of using a QR code over the pandemic. Is this where the inspiration has come from?
Not so much inspiration, but if there was ever a silver lining of all the tragedy that's gone about over the last 18 months, but I was actually having a conversation with my lead on this in February, beginning of last year, and we were going to bring this technology anyway because we think Australia is right for this upgrade. But then the question was, how are we going to explain to Australians what a QR code is? And I guess if there's a silver lining, there's everyone knows exactly what it is. But we've only really just started to see the start of the benefits of this kind of technology. So I think there's a lot more.
Thanks so much for joining me, Matt.
No problem, Sarah. Thank you.
Sarah Conti there speaking with Matt Barr from FPOS Payments Australia. Don't forget you can listen to this stream as a podcast on the Apple Podcast platform or Spotify.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.